Hello, my audio boo friends. This is in response to Freaky Foof's boo not too long ago about the importance of recording and preserving audio for memories and to be able to capture in sound and be able to reminisce about it. I think next to the sense of smell, I think audio is probably one of the biggest triggers of memories. I suppose that's why music means so much to many of us. It's because it reminds us of the good times and the bad times. How many of us have a favorite song that we used to listen to during a breakup, or a favorite song that we wanted as our first wedding dance? So I agree full-heartedly with Andre's audio boo on the importance of recording. I myself have recorded an audio journal for many, many years. And sometimes in listening back to my voice, whether it's my inflection, whether it's the sounds around me at the time, but it always tends to bring back memories. And in many cases, just like McColgan had mentioned probably a year or so ago in an audio boo, even when you listen back to a recording, you almost can remember exactly where you were. You know, when you send a certain turn of a phrase, you knew exactly that you were turning right onto some street. It's incredible how memory works like that with sound. So for this particular recording, I decided to come out to one of my favorite places. I'm currently standing on the side of a road on Île Bizard, which is a very small island adjacent to the island of Montreal. In fact, it's butted right up against the island of Montreal, practically. And there is a street that goes all the way around the island. And I'm currently standing on that street, or on the side of the street, rather. And there's a motorcyclist about to come by. I'm going to capture him in stereo as he comes by here. Let's see how he does. He seems to be slowing down. I think he's going to stop. Nope. No, he's going by. That was an older motorcycle. So yes, I came out here on my scooter to capture some of the ambiance. Let's listen to a little bit. I'm currently facing west. And in fact, I've got my back to the road, and there's a car about to pass me. You'll hear him approach on the left and then depart on the right. A rather strange mechanical accompaniment to the various sounds you hear. Cicadas, crickets, the occasional bird I hear off in the distance. Over to the right of me, quite a distance, there's a tree and the leaves are fluttering in the wind. I've come out here with my H4, and at the moment I've got the microphone setting at medium gain. Probably because as I walk around and shift the soundscape and the soundstage, I didn't want it to pick up rustling of my jacket or hand manipulation of the unit as I hold it in my hand. I hope this recording comes out well. I forgot to bring my earphones so I could listen to the result, and the batteries are starting to get very weak. I'm going to turn around now a little bit, face the road again. You can probably hear my footsteps on the gravel next to the road. Walk across the road here. It's very, very quiet, very still. Little yellow butterfly just flew in front of the microphone. It's actually very damp today. I thought it was going to be a cooler day. It's only about 23 degrees, but with the dampness, with the humidity, it feels more like 27 or 28, so kind of felt nice riding on the scooter. Let's turn around again. Face the road. We'll walk across it again. Seems to be an abandoned water bottle over here. Perhaps I'll pick it up and in fact, on either side of the road there are ditches, and they seem to be strewn with all sorts of debris. Not too bad though. I would have expected worse for a road out here in the middle of nowhere. Lock back to the scooter and put this under the seat and bring it home and put it in the recycling bin where it belongs. I see it's almost 30 seconds past 8 minutes on my recording here. It's always a little bit more difficult to record with the H4 for Audio Boo because I don't always know how much I'm recording. Now it's not so bad because I can actually see the recording, and in fact in about 3 or 4 days I'll be able to see even clearer because I'm getting new lenses in my glasses. Unfortunately, these glasses are about 3 years old, so the prescription is rather null and void. Oh, the wind has pushed the bottle off my scooter. It just fell onto the ground. Unbelievably quiet out here. Well, this was my response to Freaky Foof's Audio Boo on the importance of recording. And I thought I would pay it all my homage by recording a little ambience in one of my little secluded places that I like to come to from time to time, just relax and get away from it all.